CPR, W2G.
Houston, Gerald GR.
I'm not hearing anything on 3915. Let me change a couple of the connections here and see if I've got, make sure, and let me run it back through my my tuner and see if that makes any difference. I'll be back here in a second. W2G.
Up the high frequency for buoyancy coil, KP2HXS.
The flux capacitor.
That was my... That was going to be the next statement. You got me on that one.
Not too many Ersteds and Gilberts and Maxwell's per centimeter squared here. Maybe that's the problem, Dave.
A friend of mine up in New York used to make fun of that high frequency for a buoyancy coil. What it is, it helps keep the signal up in the air. It keeps it floating.
That's a good point. It could be that the thermistor's got an inverse temperature coefficient here. It's a problem.
Oh, that one too? Okay.
Yeah, I was remembering you was talking about a thermistor there yesterday. That was interesting. But we'll wait and see if Rusty comes back. We're trying to see if he got his antenna standing, but he needs to get it down to put guy wires on it. So I think he's kind of looking forward to seeing you one of these days.
Oh, yeah. No. He's got it up in the air now. I don't know if you use actual wire or it's kind of like a rope. No, it said vertical that he bought that you helped him with.
And I got up. It's everything and it's and all. Let me see if I can hear anybody else. I'm not getting it tuned up like it's supposed to, so I got to figure out what I've done wrong to it.
Now, pretty quick, Bernice is going to beat me to death. I mean, we was putting up some new curtains upstairs.
The wet noodles.
Over here, Dave, she made some, I think they're called pineapple banana bars or something. And I had a donut I didn't want to let set any longer. We bought it yesterday, and so I ate that, and I got done, and I said, well, I'll take one of them banana bars, and then I had a banana with it. Oh, man, those things are just out of this world. She makes this icing that is just phenomenal.
Oh, come on now. I'm heading back home right now to grab some. She went and got the chicken down there at Harris Teeter's Thursday Fried Chicken Day. So I'm going to go home and have me a piece and get back on the road again.
Coffee, one of those, if you come by.
Bob, if you wouldn't be so fast, I could talk to you between you two. Would you try calling me on 3915, please?
No, we get bad about doing that. This is in 0TR. And let me give him a try, Dave.
Continue, I'll be listening out, KP2HXS. Sorry for the quick key.
So confused, they don't know if he's coming, going, or done being, KI4DOS mobile. Got rid of my garbage and all that stuff, and headed back to the house.
Yep, I gotta pop in, have a little chicken, and head back out again. I got more calls to get to. Man, it's been a little chilly out there. That sun went away, and then, man, the wind picked up a little bit, and whew! I didn't bring a scarf with me today.
Well, probably got a ball cap or something you can put over your head. And at least your head's not bald. That's a plus anyway.
Well, I actually got a nice woolen hat with a pom-pom on top. My wife laughs at me. Her sister sent it down for us. And I grabbed it up and I put it on. And my wife's like, you know, it's a woman's hat. I go, I don't care. It's warm.
It keeps the wind off your ears anyway.
That's right. It muffles my ears to the point where I don't have to hear anybody.
In there in case Tom and Rusty come back. But I'm almost here at the house. Heard you fellas talking. I was going to try to jump in there, but you and Tom pretty quick on the key, so I just kept my mouth shut there for a few minutes. Anyway, I hope y'all have a good day. Don't you work too hard out here today and get all these people taken care of. We appreciate what you do and the time you spend doing it there, Dave.
In 0 WOTR, WGT.
Hello, Gary. Joy. Go ahead, Rusty. I could just barely discern a voice in the background, but I could not pull it out.
Yeah, I know. I've got a problem on this end. I'm going to have to figure out what it is here. It says I've got a SWR greater than 25, so something's not wrong right with it. So I got to figure out what I'm doing here. And all I got the base of this thing sitting on the ground. Maybe it's not supposed to be there. Anyway, all right, I'll try again later, and I'll talk to both of you after a while. And hey, Gary and Joy, y'all take it easy out there if you're on the road. W2T, back to my trying to figure out what went wrong.
Okay, Rusty, sorry about that. I'll leave this hooked up, and just call me anytime, and I'll give you a radio check. W2T sign. Dave, go ahead. This is N0TR. And then that's back to Gary, I guess. And then I'm
going to
go upstairs.
Rusty, hope you find the issue with it. Gentlemen, I'm going to back out. I'm going to make a quick stop here at the house. Gary, to get it, KB2HXS.
Get you something to eat, I think. You said you're going to get you some chicken or something. But you be careful out there when you get back out on the road, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. And Tom, that was pretty good timing. I've arrived here back at the house. I'm going to put my truck in its favorite parking spot, and I'm going to go inside and get out of this little bit of wind that we've got over here and not worry about anything the rest of the day. But you and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. And Rusty, if you're still listening, I hope you get your antenna straightened out and all is well with that. Y'all take care, and we'll say 73 for now. KI4DOS mobile clear.
Okay, Gary. Sorry I was so fast on the key. We all get bad about that, and myself included, and I've even cautioned people about it before. Oh, well, shoes on my foot this time. See you guys later. This is N0TR Clerk.